So hey guys, today we've got something special for you. I've decided to challenge ourselves to try out some of our favourite spicy dishes to see just how far we can take it before I start tearing. I mean, I'm really hot stuff already, but let's see how much further I can go. No fun doing it alone, right? So I've got some friends with me. Say hey guys.
Hi, my name is Janelle. I'm a student and also a content creator. And I love spicy food. I need belacan in every meal I have.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Azri. I can handle heat. And I even train my son to eat spicy.
How old is your son?
Now 8, but I started training him as young as 4 years old. Ooh.
Okay, all this talk is cheap. We gotta get down to it and see who will cry first.
Not me.
Bring it on!
Ooh!
Ooh, downright spicy. I love downright spicy.
Come on, it's no delicious. Problem, man.
Chicken feet.
Okay, I'm ready.
Ready.
Let's go. Let's dig in, guys.
Okay, let's munch.
Now I'm beginning to... the first bite, you don't get it, and then suddenly it starts coming in. I can taste a bit of the spice now.
Is he going to lose? I feel like nothing.
So the tingling sensation is like, you know, when there's a bit of dust on your shoulder, you like that. Okay?
Now we gotta rank it on a scale of 1 to 5. 5 being like super duper spicy.
Easy.
Okay, 3.
Very easy.
2.
1. 1 for me.
Nothing. No. Is there a 0 cut?
Ooh.
I can smell it already.
Yeah, this one looks scary.
I smell spicy.
Yeah.
I smell death.
Death.
I will take the wing and.
Like that only?
Yeah, nice.
This is more towards the sweet side of the taste than the spicy.
I think they are a bit disappointed because they were hoping there will be more reaction.
Yeah, it's a little bit like...
What's your ranking? 1, 2, 3. I think...
0.5.
Oh, 0.5. Yeah, this was the easiest so far, actually. This one is one of those, again, where I believe the spice will kick in a bit.
Yeah, I think you will take some time.
It's coming, I feel it coming.
I'm feeling a bit now in my mouth. I'm feeling a bit of tingle. Nothing yet for you?
For me, I taste the citrusy, pepperish flavour, but not spice.
Okay, challenge yourself. Put in 1 chili padi in the
chili padi, yeah.
You mean you have not? I already did.
Okay, eat.
Okay, then put together.
Yeah, are you feeling it?
It's... I'm okay. Ooh, time ready.
Wow.
My throat is burning. It's a bit on fire.
I have a feeling that if I eat this whole dish, that tonight or later on, I will go to the toilet.
I'm that kind too. My sensitivity to heat, I can take heat. But the after story, the aftermath, the part where you need to go to the toilet,
I see.
Yeah, that will be the unbearable one.
Okay, let's rank it, guys.
Moving for 2.
First time you same point as us, eh?
Start to... this is the kind of food, the more you talk, the more it gets hot. So the less talk, the better it is. Lah.
You haven't sweat, eh?
No, I'm sweating inside. Later, if I take out, little waterfall.
No. I feel it just burning in my mouth.
He's sweating!
I feel some sweat, yeah, but... Yeah, it's hard to talk.
I'm floating.
You're floating?
Yeah, my brain like...
You're on the chili high.
Like floating.
Oh, adrenaline already coming.
Yeah.
On a scale, 1 to 5. Let's rank it. I'm going to pick a 3.
2 for me.
Egg only.
No, this is me.
I'm done. Take it away.
So, spicy food contains capsaicin. It is a chemical that binds to a pain receptor in the body called TRPV1. Yeah, so when the capsaicin binds to pain receptors in our tongue and nose, this may cause our eye to tear. When these pain receptors similarly bind to receptors in the stomach and the intestine, it may trigger some other symptoms such as pain, nausea, for some people, diarrhea as well. So in mala, there's another chemical in the Sichuan peppercorn. This chemical gives the special numbing feeling.
How are you guys feeling this? I can't even talk properly. This is the one that I think was most spicy.
Hey, her lips got plumping effect.
Well, I've always wanted pouty lips, so... I've heard that there are some antidotes to help, you know, lessen the effect of what we're feeding our mouth. So it's either water, milk, orange juice.
Orange juice.
I'm going for milk, the old classic.
I'll drink water.
It subsides it a bit.
For a bit? Okay.
And then it's back.
The water didn't do anything. It's like you've got to keep drinking. Every 10 seconds, you feel it. It's still burning.
Whoever said orange juice helped, liar eh.
Okay, for the milk, I think what they do is they try to coat the tongue to soften the load. But once the milk goes inside your body, it starts to inflame again.
No, but it feels worse eh, after the orange juice. I felt worse.
Okay.
Milk is the best, I would say. Coming from someone lactose intolerant, bopian, just drink milk lor. Later you shit lah, it's okay one.
Of the three, the milk has the most coating and sort of subsiding effect.
Because this chemical capsaicin is water insoluble, so water is not going to be helpful. If anything, it just makes the person feel bloated and very uncomfortable. There are small amounts of oil inside orange juice, and this may help, but I don't think it's going to be very significant. So milk-based drinks are going to be better. So milk, Milo, milkshakes, these are going to work well. And perhaps beer as well, because it has alcohol. So the alcohol may actually wash out the oil, which is part of the chemical capsaicin.
So what do you think of this spice challenge? It was no challenge, right?
I think
that's what I say. I love spicy food.
It could have the noodle. I hate the noodles with a passion eh. I hate it with a passion. I'm never gonna eat it again. I think spicy food gives me a bit of like increased anxiety. Like the way where if it's too spicy then you like go jitter, that kind of thing.
Okay.
For me, I'm just feeling sweaty. Tongue starts to salivate, that's all lah.
So hey guys, thanks for joining us on this spicy challenge. In fact, I recently went on a mala challenge as well. I ate my way through a whole bunch. Check that out on Talking Point on YouTube. But otherwise, just hit the subscribe button and join us right here. We've got lots more stuff coming up. See you guys!
Bye.